My name is Garland Robinson. You know, there's no more awful picture of sin gone to seed than what we find revealed in Genesis chapter 19. When you read chapter 19 of Genesis, you leave a sick feeling because of the corruption and the immorality of people's lives. You know, there's a fierce battle waging in the world today, a fierce battle between right and wrong. And every nation and every government, every family, every individual on this earth is fighting that battle. It went very poorly in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, the days of Lot and Abraham, because people corrupted themselves through homosexuality, through every type of vice and immorality. Abraham stood before God, as recorded in Genesis 18, and he pleaded with God to spare the city if they could even find 10 righteous souls therein. God promised he would not destroy it, but they could not find even 10 people in that whole valley that was righteous before God. The wickedness of that place and time is so notorious that it is remembered yet today. And then we read throughout the New Testament, Christ and others used Sodom and they used Gomorrah to represent wickedness in their world. Truly, many valuable lessons can be learned about the consequences of letting sin rule in your life and in your heart as it did in the days of Sodom. Not only did Lot's family live in Sodom, Sodom lived in Lot's family. And that was a problem. When Sodom lived in Lot's family, respect for parents declined. You know, after the angels told Lot that Sodom was about to be destroyed, Lot went to warn his daughters and he warned their husbands. And it was immediately apparent that they were neither spiritually minded, nor did they hold righteous Lot in too high regard. They did not take Lot seriously. In just a matter of hours, they were consumed with fire. They had not properly honored God. When the world lives in one's heart today, your respect for parents declines. They couldn't tell you anything. Their advice is perceived as a joke. And so often, by the time one believes their parents' counsel, it's too late. Life has been wrecked by their folly, by their sin. God warns against disrespect for one's parents. Under the law of Moses, there was a provision even called for the death penalty when children dishonored their parents. Even under Christ's law, there was a warning for children to honor their parents, Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 1 to 3. It's apparent when the world is in one's family because the children hold the parents in contempt rather than respect. And then when Sodom lived in Lot's family, there was a reluctance to flee evil. If sin is in you, you don't want to get rid of it. The angels literally had to lead Lot and his family out of Sodom by the hand. Don't forget what they left back there. It was wanton homosexuality, sadistic behavior, total unrighteousness. And despite that, they just could not bring themselves to leave. You know, today Christians are told to flee the evil of this world, to flee fornication, 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 18, to flee idolatry, 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 14, to flee the love of money, 1 Timothy 6 and verse 10, to flee youthful lust, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 2. Lot was to flee worldliness, as we are to flee worldliness as well. That concept is one that Christians might think only those in the world need. Yet New Testament writers are telling Christians, get the world out of your life. We've got to get the world out of our lives. Too many are reluctant to distance themselves from activities and associations that are clearly ungodly. When you leave the world and get on the safe ground of salvation, you should never forget what you're leaving behind. You're leaving behind condemnation. You're leaving behind the everlasting punishment. You're leaving behind misery and consequence of sin. You know, one's not thinking right in his mind who keeps the world in his heart, longing for the harmful things, longing to do and be involved in ungodliness. Friend, one of these days, this world is going to be destroyed. And all of those in the world that are living as the world, and the world living in them, they're going to suffer. They'll not only die, but they will lose their soul eternity in a devil's hell. When the world lives in you, just as it lived in Lot and his family in those days, fear reigned in the place of faith. The angel specifically told Lot that he would be safe up in the mountains, but incredibly, he was afraid to go. He was so influenced by the sinful society that he was conditioned to be afraid. That is the effect the world can have on the backsliding Christian. It offers no comfort, no peace of mind. The world encourages and instigates fear. Contrast with that what God offers. Through the Apostle Paul, he admonishes, "Be strong in the Lord," Ephesians 6 and verse 10. A faithful Christian has no reason to fear any threat of the world. Jesus said, "Be not fearful of the world. Fear not them that kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Matthew 10 and verse 28. If one's not living right, his fears are justified. If you do not repent, your worst fears will one day be realized. But that fear should be used as a motivation for you to repent. It shouldn't be allowed to conquer and defeat you, but instead would move you to obedience in the Lord. And then we read that when Sodom lived in Lot's family, there was a deadly yearning for the earthly. They wanted to continue in the old ways. That was a very strong desire instead of following the will of God. You know, that's a powerful lesson today, isn't it? People are so wrapped up in the things of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, that they hold on to those things more than they do the way of God. God told Lot's family not to look back. Don't look back to that wicked city. And yet Lot's wife turned and looked back. We read in Luke 17:32, "Remember Lot's wife? She looked back and turned into a pillar of salt." Likewise today, when the right worship of God calls us to do Bible things in Bible ways and call Bible things by Bible names, it means what it says. But people love the world, the things of the world, and they neglect and forget what they ought to do. Remember when Sodom lived in Lot's family, they looked back. His wife looked back, and she was not able to escape that terrible place. When Sodom lived in Lot's family, Sodom's immorality had taken root in their very lives, their very actions. You know, unfortunately, the problems of Sodom were not completely removed even after its destruction. Sodom was still very much in the heart of Lot's daughters. They had regular contact with the citizens of Sodom. They were influenced by its ungodly behavior, and that rubbed off on them. Well, in 1 Corinthians 15, in verse 33, the Bible says that we ought not to be influenced by those around us. That is, evil companions corrupt good morals. In such a spiritual condition, they did the unthinkable with their father. They were blind to common sense and wisdom, later recorded by Solomon, who wrote, "Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned?" Proverbs chapter 6, verse 27 and 28. They had played with the fire of Sodom and it seared their hearts. They committed whoredom, fornication, incest with their own father. May no one think that such cannot happen to him today. One cannot drink from the waters of religious error and not be affected. One cannot feed his mind on the garbage of this world without consequence. One cannot go where Satan is and escape his influence. It is the old adage, sit down with the dogs and you'll rise up with the fleas. One may think he can surround himself with evil and not be affected. But look at Lot's daughters. Look at the Sodom that lived in them and what it produced. It was with them as with God's people centuries later, of whom Hosea stated, "For they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind." Hosea 8 and verse 7. Lot's descendants would become a plague on the descendants of Abraham, and what a warning that is to Christians today. It was not a sin for Lot and his family to live in Sodom, but look at the devastation that occurred in their lives because Sodom was in them. However, we do read where Peter mentions by inspiration that even Lot, while living there, that his righteous soul was vexed from day to day. He was troubled by living in that terrible place and seeing the sin that was all around him. Jesus said something interesting in his prayer to the Father in John 17. We read in verse 15, "I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one." Friend, we have to live in this world, but we must not become a part of this world. It's because of adversity, it's because of ungodliness, that we learn not to follow that wickedness and go that terrible way and lose our salvation. Do not think it necessary or good to pack up and move to the mountains and live like a hermit. But as long as Christians live, they will be in the world, but they must never let the world be in them. We cannot become a part of the world and live as the world and think as the world and do as the world. But be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. Come ye out from among them and touch not the unclean thing. Friend, don't let the world live in you. Come out of the world. Live separate from the world. Live as a faithful, godly Christian, and you can go to heaven when you die. The only way that's possible is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of your sins, confess faith in Christ, and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. Your speaker has been Garland Robinson.